Even though Mears Middle School may not be right along the Iditarod Trail, teachers like Heather Nissen are still able to use nearby trails and other public lands as a tool to teach students.
Our projects are kind of tied into whatever we do with the public lands. We're also learning about the Iditarod Trail and how the communities are affected along the trail by what we do in our own community.
One project that the classes are undertaking is the cleanup and maintenance of a portion of the Campbell Creek Trail from Mears to the trailhead. Student Tawny Ernest is one of the students involved in the cleanup.
We picked up the trash, which was a lot of fun because we found a lot of interesting stuff. And then we also did the creek samples from one side before the drainage pipe goes on the other. And then we also did fish prints and we wrapped the tree.
The group is wrapping some of the trees in order to protect them from the beavers that reside along the banks of Campbell Creek. Students are also getting their hands dirty on a second project, designing and building a rain garden along the driveway leading to the school. Kari Sherman, the rain garden program coordinator for the municipality of Anchorage, explains what exactly a rain garden is.
A rain garden is a garden just like any other typical garden you would see in Anchorage, but there are a few things that are different. It is lower so that it can collect stormwater runoff and have it pool on the surface. It's planted with native plants so that they can survive a drought and flood sort of habitat. It has a lot of extra sand in the soil so it can drain well.
The design of the garden was a team effort. Seventh grader Darby Judd is one of the students involved in the design.
We split into groups in the class and just everybody had some ideas of what they thought would be cool doing, and then we came together and kind of took different pieces from each drawing to make it into one big map.
In addition to working on the design, 7th grade student Tori McCarthy has also been hard at work building the rain garden.
We've been digging a little, tunnel, not really a tunnel, trench thing for the water to run down into and, so the plants can suck it up so all the water's not on the pavement and then less debris goes into the ocean.
For many students, this is the first time that they've taken part in any projects like this, and they weren't really sure what to expect. Teacher Janie Kluber says that these activities have received a great response from many of the 240 students involved and have also helped them learn some new things that they didn't know before.
And I got some just delightful comments from the kids about they didn't know that there were beavers along Campbell Creek and understanding why the beavers have to chew the trees because it wears down their teeth and they go after the hardwood trees as opposed to the softwoods. And realizing that the things that flow into the drain gutters in the streets when you wash your cars, all those chemicals and soapy water, they drain directly into the creek, and the kids didn't realize that.
This has been the pilot year for the iTrek program, and, according to Kluber, interest from other teachers has been growing. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.